The international media is ignoring atrocities targeting Christians. Zimbabwe's believers are in the trenches of the humanitarian crisis, and God moves to answer a need, bringing Michigan, Florida, Canada, and Haiti to one purpose. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. With 12 Christians, including three pastors, confirmed killed in rioting in Nigeria, a Christian rights ministry is speaking out. 20 churches were burned to the ground before police captured and killed the leader. This is just one example of persecution against Christians all over the world. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller, is mystified by the silence.
Why doesn't the story of Christians being killed, imprisoned unjustly, being tortured for their faith, and there is no outcry on behalf of these peaceful Christians simply desiring to live out their faith? If this was a case of Muslims being killed by Christians, we would not cease to hear the outcry.
While Jesus told Christians they'd be persecuted, Mueller says,
the church will be persecuted, but it doesn't say for us to either pursue it, like the false martyrs of the Muslim world. They seek martyrdom as a means to heaven. As Christians, we endure martyrdom, we endure persecution faithfully as a witness,
which God uses to grow his church. Next, after closing humanitarian aid channels last year, Zimbabwe's looking at a slim food supply this year. Crops have done well, but high seed and fertilizer prices force farmers to plant less. Christian Reform Rural Relief Committee says prices are leveling out, but aid needs to be reestablished to fill in. CRWRC has already sent in 10,000 tons of food and will start a school feeding program as soon as school begins. Pray Zimbabwe's priority will be feeding its people. You're listening to Mission Network News. At the end of May, For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart told us their old cargo truck was dying. Ministry couldn't continue without one, so they began raising money toward a replacement. At the same time, a couple began praying about how they could help missions.
Mission Network News put out a story, and it was heard by a couple selling their house in British Columbia, and those people, when they had their house closing, found out the exact balance left and cut a check for it.
The ministry will purchase a new vehicle soon. DeHart says this will open many new doors for sharing the hope of Christ because they can do more now.
Anything that it does is representative of God helping them directly. They know that for Haiti with Love, God is love. And so anytime they see the truck now, it will be doing something that is helping the poor people and showing them God's physical presence in the country.
Meanwhile, evangelistic puppet teams from all over Russia and Ukraine are gathering in Ukraine for a three-day conference. Speaking from Ukraine, Russian Ministries' Paul Tokarchuk says veteran teams will help train new teams and learn ways to be more effective themselves.
Those who already have a good experience in this most effective way how to reach peace with the gospel idea and evangelical values. So they will be sharing this experience through showing, through some other classes, to the whole auditorium.
About 200,000 kids hear the gospel through the puppet teams every year. Pray as the teams encourage each other and prepare for the next year of ministry.
I would like that you would pray for all participants, that they would be energized and more children would hear about Jesus in the next year.
And rescued street kids in the Philippines love to listen to God's word. Last year, Faith Comes by Hearing sent proclaimers, recordings of the Bible and Tagalog, to the Faith, Hope, and Love Kids Ranch. 40 kids rescued from sex trafficking, abuse, and life on the streets live at the ranch. They never let their caretaker forget to turn on the proclaimer during nap time or at night. Pray God's word will continue to bring healing to the lives of these kids and that they'll grow into strong Christians. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West, yet few Christians know much about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Ramadan, which begins August 22nd. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.